Hey everybody, it's us at Fantasy Movie Mashup. It's myself, Michael, and Xavier here. We're going to do something a little bit different because we were recovering from this weekend's Star Wars Rival Run, and that took us a day behind. So we're dropping this today on Wednesday. But today's episode is going to be a little bit different because we're going to just discuss different movies that we enjoyed over the last 10 to 15 years that we kind of want either brought back or a second movie made. So I'll start off with a little movie that was actually made and released the year I was born, which is a little movie called Killer Clowns from Outer Space. This is a fantastic sci-fi film where they try to take a little bit of It, a little bit of like what was going on in the time in the 80s with some punk slash like thrasher type atmosphere, and throw it with clowns that came from outer space that sucked you in. And the way they ate you was they surrounded you in cotton candy and absorbed your life force. That's all I really need to say.
I mean, like, if you want to be set up with the ambiance, first off, full disclosure, I've never watched this movie. I feel like my life has been greatly impacted by the fact that I have not watched this movie. I saw the trailer for it, and oh God, it's like if Puppet Master decided to go on an acid trip. That's what this movie is. Ironically enough, this movie released in May, I want to say, of 1988, which again is right around when Mike and I were both born. So the fact that this is we're actually older than this film, if I'm looking at the IMDb correctly, May 27. I can't even say that this movie came out before I was born. But you know a movie is starting off wrong when the title, just from the title, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, in order to make it sexy and controversial, they decided to spell clowns with a K. 100. Like, I don't, Killer Clowns, KLOWNS. From Outer Space. Like,
even the cover art, it says it's crazy with two A's and two Z's.
In reality, I mean, and the movie poster itself looks like a bad Harlem Globetrotters
it really advertisement. Does.
It's like the clown is basically spinning the earth like a basketball on his finger. I don't understand. I mean, it's playing on the whole franchise horror theme. Which RIP Aliens, we might talk about it later on in the podcast, innovated. It was a genre breaking. It created a new scene, right? We talked about space. We've always been fascinated with space and intergalactic travel, but we hadn't tapped into the rich vein of what it would be like to be scared in space, that horror genre, xenomorph. Killer Clowns from Outer Space, just bless its little heart, it just took it and ran with it. It just went for it.
See a little bit about myself is I really, really enjoy cringy horror flicks where somebody really went for something and it just went 100% wrong. It makes no sense. The plot itself doesn't make any sense. Ultimately, these clowns just stopped by our planet because they wanted a bite to eat. Apparently, human life is their McDonald's. And they go through different comedic scenes, which were supposed to be scary, taking out human beings. And it has everything you need. It has a police officer that doesn't believe this is happening until the end. It has a teen girl and teen man that look like
teen girl, teen man
that look like they're in their 30s. It has, you know, the normal sex, the normal love, the normal jocks. It has everything. It has bikers in it. It has everything you need for a classic 80s horror film, and does it 100% incorrectly.
I mean, from start to finish, this movie looks like a knockoff of anything else that you would see from any notable filmmakers. I mean, down to the director is a man by the name of Steven Chiodo, which IMDb director credits, not very extensive. I wonder why. But then it was written by is it Steven or is it Stefan? I want to make him fancy, so I'm going to say Stefan Chiodo. And I guess his brother, Charles Chiodo? So, like, the Wachowski somethings now, because they used to be Wachowski brothers.
Yeah.
Now, I guess they're the Wachowski sisters of the Matrix brand. How can I not remember his name? From Dark Knight and things like Interstellar. Oh, my gosh. Director... brain freeze. My brain is going, but in that same whole vein.
But it's 100% like that, though. You have to have, like, there are directors out there that will make these terrible films and then eventually hit on a film. But there's also hundreds and hundreds of directors that just made bad films. And some of them are bad in a good way, where eventually you process it and it ends up being like a great film later on because it's so bad. Like, we just found, like, James Franco just brought a movie back that was considered the worst film that built a cult following. It's all because the director was insane.
Here's my thing, and forgive me, all father Christopher Nolan. Christopher Nolan and his brother, they're known for writing and directing things. It's just, this movie is like a cheap knockoff. Here's my biggest thing, right? This is my rant. This is what really grinds my gears when it comes to horror, whether it's sci-fi or not. What is scary about something else finding us as food? That's like saying to me that I want to create a horror film. That's like saying Chicken Run. Chicken Run is a horror film, right? Humans eat chickens. We give these chickens human properties, and now all of a sudden, we're rooting for the chicken for freedom. Like, having a movie based off of clowns finding us as a delicacy and then telling us that that is a horror movie because we do not want to be eaten is basically saying any movie that depicts us eating any sort of animal, if I put it in their perspective, it would be a horror movie too. Like, it doesn't fascinate me. Like, that to me is not a horror movie. Like Aliens, for instance, as I had mentioned, The xenomorph doesn't care whether we taste good or not. It's just using us to impregnate us so that they can create more offspring. Like, we're just a vessel. Whether you taste good or you don't, like, that to me is scary. That's like me saying, in order for me to harvest more babies, I have to take a deer and then humans pop out of it.
Let's be honest. So, here's another movie I watched. It's a sci-fi flick, actually, called Sabretooth. And
that sounds like a sci-fi original
special. Oh no, it's amazing. It's amazing. So is
Juan Rico in it?
They try to steal something from Jurassic Park, where, like, they brought the saber tooth back, and there was like genetically engineered, and it was the most it was like the movie, but they ended up doing the saber tooth to make it to where the
saber tooth. First off, saber tooth is a Sci-Fi Channel original,
and I've seen it. It's amazing. So saber tooth itself, they end up having the saber tooth attack, you know, people and kill them and eat them. But the way they got around the one question we would all ask ourselves, which is, after he ate the first person, wouldn't this go away? So they said, well, the saber tooth is bulimic. And again, this movie has, you know, Mr. Lost, Josh Holloway.
Oh my, what are you doing? Miss?
And again, they made the saber tooth bulimic so he could continue to kill people because he loved to kill people so much.
Wait, so the saber tooth had an eating disorder?
Oh, 100%. But it's only because he had a created eating disorder so that he could continue to kill people. And that's how they got the plot to where that one saber tooth could continuously eat more people.
Oh my gosh.
So legitimately, these movies like The Room with Tommy Wiseau that James Franco did, The Komodo, The Killer Clowns from Outer Space, The Blob, these classic movies that are so cringy that they're funny, will have a shelf life. They will circle back and people will watch them and will have crazy amount of entertainment with them, and I enjoy them so much. I go back and I watch some of these really bad, cringy movies just for the fact of they're entertaining. They do not make sense. The acting is terrible. There is nothing good about this movie other than it is so bad.
Josh Holloway, what are you doing? I mean, I don't know
was after Lost.
It was before Lost. So I have to think that Mr. J.J. Abrams was just like, listen, I'm going to throw this guy a bone because, I mean, I just like how it was a Sci-Fi original special. And I actually think I've seen this movie. A saber-toothed tiger that has an eating disorder.
But also think about it. Like, think about Pumpkinhead. Like, Pumpkinhead made no sense. Like, legitimately, it had no really good plot. Pumpkinhead, best tree climber of all times. The guy could, like, just sprint up a tree. Movies like Spliced, where Nick Lachey's brother, Drew Lachey.
Drew Lachey, the less known Lachey.
Drove a dented Mustang. They couldn't even afford like a regular Mustang. They bought him a dented Mustang.
Well, that was for, you know, authenticity purposes to make it look really real.
But like legitimately, that movie, the only famous actor was Drew Lachey, and for some reason, he loved wearing denim jackets. So there's things to pick out and do your own personal mystery science theater off of these, and that's where we are with movies now. Because right now the movies that are coming out, if it's not a Marvel or a blockbuster type film, it's really not getting the push anymore. Now you got this year, you got the documentaries that really push the envelope, but ultimately, going back and watching the movies from your own time when the movies around the time you were born really show how cringy movies were. Because legitimately, we're upset that there's only one or two good movies a year. Well, that was the same even back then. It's very hard to make a movie. So,
I mean, but like a movie franchise that I liked that was playing on the sci-fi horror genre was Critters. So it was like this concept where certain parts of it kind of look like they knocked it off of like Alien, because like the eggs in which the critters came out of, looked very much like the xenomorph eggs, but the critters acted kind of like piranhas. And so they're creatures with like high metabolism. So they're constantly feeding. First off, it terrified me at night. Like I watched that movie and I had a phobia at night of putting my feet on the floor spoiler alert, if you've never seen Critters, one of the victims in the movie was attacked. They played with the hole, the critters are under the bed. And so like they're teasing with the foot hitting the floor until eventually the inevitable outcome happened. So like those concepts terrified me. Like, and I'm not a fan of this whole like giving human properties to try to justify. Like I'm still not over a saber-toothed tiger having like bulimia, and the clown concept. In reality, I feel bad for the killer clowns because they're not doing anything wrong. They're hungry. We taste good. I like to think that I taste good. I wouldn't necessarily find it an insult if a clown enjoyed me. Would I want to die? No, I wouldn't. But if I'm going to be killed, I might as well be enjoyed. Like, is that weird? Like, I would hope that they found me tasty. So the clown isn't really doing anything that we're not doing. So how can we take these concepts and actually make them scary? That is the obstacle I want to face.
But sometimes it's not as scary. It's not a scary thing. Like in the 80s and early 90s, they really tried to bank off this whole clown craze because it did so well. Like Stephen King's It like created a lot of people trying to create a lot of different horror films that just did not work out. Like The Wishmaster was not a great flick. You cannot get me to believe that was a great flick. The Puppet Master, not a great flick. Killjoy, where they tried to take it basically and put him in the hood, did not work out well. Very funny. I enjoyed the film, but I didn't enjoy it as a horror flick. I enjoyed it as a comedy because it's so cringy that it's funny.
See, here's the thing. This would give me anxiety, right? What if we took a real clown? Let's take a clown. Let's take a clown, a human clown, and for some reason, this killer clown posse of aliens, he accidentally stumbles into the wrong line. So he accidentally gets on their ship and is going back to this home world. So now this guy needs to pass off as an alien killer clown. Like, so you're behind enemy lines. Like, what do you do? What kind of dark things do you do to survive? Do you eat a human? Like, do you eat somebody else just to make it believable that you're one of these clown aliens? Like, that to me would be probably more scary, more anxiety building, because you have to stoop to their level. It's like the darkness of man. How far down this rabbit hole we can
so
go?
You go the route of let's take this movie and bring it back to their own home planet.
Yeah, like let's not use the planet of America. Let's not use Earth, right? It's flat. It's boring. Let's go to a circular planet. Let's go to the clown planet. Clowntopia is what I'm going to call it. Or Laughazovia is what's going to be called. And we have this movie where this human clown, probably played by Adam McKay, Do we think that he would be our clown? And he is trying to get back home. He's trying to get back. But in the meantime, he has to pass off as a killer clown from this planet. Like, and then we just show him doing or trying to infiltrate or blend in or not call enough attention to him until he can make him back alive. Who knows? Maybe we can do a spin-off of this because he's got the taste of man, right? He's eaten human flesh. So now, part two, he is a human clown who had a traumatic experience in Space Clown Planet back on Earth, but now nothing tastes good to him anymore. Now he needs to keep feeding on humans in order to really truly feel satisfaction. Now we have, shoot, we can pump this out for like 3 or 4 movies. He's the new Hannibal Lecter. He's a clown Lecter.
So moving on to the to the ending segment of this show, there is a movie. We're both going to give you movie recommendations. The movie recommendation I have for you is called The Sasquatch Gang. And listen to the cast in this movie. It's a comedy. It's super funny. You're only supposed to sit down and have fun with this movie. It has Justin Long, Joey Kern from Super Troopers. It has Carl Weathers. It has John Greasy. It has John Heater. It just has so many good actors in it. And it's just, it has Stephen Tobolowsky that's in a lot of movies, Ray Santiago. It just has so many really good actors and it's so funny. Justin Long's character, Zerk, is one of the funniest characters. It's one of his best movies. It's up there with Waiting, but it's just less known. So if I could give y'all any recommendations, go sit down, be in a good mood, watch Sasquatch, The Sasquatch Gang, and just have fun. Because this movie is hilarious. You'll enjoy it. It's about, just to give you a premise, it's about these young kids who like to do LARPing, which is this fantasy role-playing, like, foam weapon battle thing. And this other two characters who are just have mullets and eat corn dogs and drink Pabst Blue Ribbon, and they're looking for Sasquatch. It's just so good. It really is, and it really makes me feel that these are the type of people that look for Sasquatch.
Oh my! And on a side related story, what was it, like last year? We went hiking, and on one of the trails, we ran into this this guy who literally would probably be a cast member in the real life adaptation of Sasquatch Game, which was, he was asking us. And he would say, just like, he's like, did you see the Yeti? The Yeti? I was like, no, I did not see the Yeti. Why are you saying it? Yeti. Yeti. Have I been saying it wrong? Have Yeti coolers really been Yeti coolers? Sasquatch, Bigfoot, so many names. But yeah, that's that. So if you didn't kind of get it, our killer clown was basically our franchise facelift, apparently. And our cue it. So Sasquatch Games is a good cue it. My cue it or boot it option would be, if you wanted to have some of that sci-fi horror anxiety building, which isn't based off of some just non, it has a kind of like an extraterrestrial feel to it, I really recommend Sunshine. Sunshine, it's a 2007 movie. Danny Boyle, great director. 28 Days Later, Slumdog Millionaire, Oscar nominated, Oscar winning for his movies. It's got a killer cast. Sorry, sometimes I kill myself up. Chris Evans is in it. Cillian Murphy, that connection with Danny Boyle. But it is a space movie. It has that space horror genre feel. It's got everything. And I really don't want to spoil it, but I definitely recommend it because it has the anxieties of being trapped in space. I love that concept. Space in and of itself. The inabilities for me to move freely without the aid of external equipment is anxiety building for myself. I was in a submarine once, And that freaked me out. Like, being, like, just imagining myself under the water. And if something happened to this submarine, I would have to rely on my lungs not exploding under pressure to try to escape. You put that in space. But then you have that kind of element of the Earth, and some of the things that are plaguing the Earth. So there's a whole bunch of different motivating factors and a whole bunch of scary feels happening in the movie. Plus this other external essence happening. I don't want to go too much into it because I do not want to be a spoiler alert participator, contributor. But I definitely recommend it. It's a great sci-fi horror without the xenomorph or without the killer clowns from space.
All right, guys, that's it for this episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it, and we will see you next time. And like we always say,
what we say is what we said.
All right, guys.